And to the United States now, where President Joe Biden has thrown his support behind waiving intellectual property rights for COVID-19 vaccines. His support for a waiver, a sharp reversal of the previous US position, could potentially expand the global supply of vaccines and narrow the gap between rich and poor nations. The president has also laid out plans to vaccinate 70% of the US population by July the 4th, though there are signs that the pace of vaccination is slowing. Suzanne Lynch is the Irish Times Washington correspondent. She's been telling me more first about this potential waiver on COVID vaccine patents.
Well, I think this is potentially extremely significant. This debate about whether to waive intellectual property protections for COVID vaccines has been in the ether here now for months. You've had a lot of figures on the left in America. A number of Democratic members of Congress, up to 100, had just written a letter to President Biden asking him to consider this waiver on these IP protection for patents, believing that this is necessary to speed up the shots that are getting to billions of people across the world. So a lot of people did not think this was going to come from the United States. There was a lot of debate within the White House about whether to go ahead with this or whether not to. In the end, the new US Trade Representative Catherine Tai announced yesterday that this would happen, that the United States would support this. Now, they are going to now move to discussion phase at the WTO. Obviously, the US is only one of those countries at the WTO, but the fact that the US now backs it means that it is more likely to happen.
Could we characterise this as President Joe Biden siding with poorer countries and not with Big Pharma in his own country?
Yes, I think we can. American pharmaceutical companies have a lot of power in this country, and Joe Biden was under pressure from them, not just about the obvious point about profit for pharmaceuticals, but also the argument from that sector that by waiving this protection on patents, that would allow maybe some other competitors like China and Russia, producers in those countries, to effectively copy, as they see it, American IP. So it is a bit of a landmark decision by the Biden administration. Again, the pharmaceutical companies worry that this is perhaps a precedent. What happens when the next vaccine is needed? Will these companies, they say, be as keen to develop vaccines so quickly like they have this time if they feel that, as they see it, their intellectual property rights will not be protected? Mm. But no, I think it is very important. It's, again, a significant move in how Joe Biden is choosing to govern. He has obviously gone much more to the left in a lot of ways than many people had been expecting. And I think this is probably, at this stage, another example of that.
And yet, Suzanne, when I hear you say that it'll move on to discussion phase, it suggests that this isn't going to happen anytime soon.
Well, that is true. Now, Catherine Tai said they would engage now with the WTO looking at the text of an agreement. So, like all multilateral organisations, the WTO in Geneva is going to have to bring all these countries together on this. This move had been backed by countries like India, South Africa, but now it has to get agreement for all members, if you like. So this could take a long time, and this proposal could get watered down, could get changed or developed as these negotiations begin. So we will have to wait and see what the final outcome of this is.
And meanwhile, on the home front, President Biden has been forging ahead with the vaccine rollout with a fairly ambitious target, 70% vaccinated by Independence Day, by the 4th of July. Will he achieve it?
Well, I think what we're going to see from the White House is a real push now to try and keep up the levels of vaccinations that we've been seeing. What appears to be happening in the last few weeks is that the number of people getting vaccinated has plateaued. Now, in one sense, this was expected. Obviously, there was a rush of people who really wanted to get vaccinated, who queued up and who got on the list very quickly when this supply of vaccines came on stream about a month, 6 weeks ago. Now what we're seeing is that the average rate, daily rate, rate is decreasing. Now, the White House this week has effectively signalled a shift in strategy. It's talked about making vaccines more accessible, bringing them to rural communities, for example, rather than running these huge mass vaccination sites we're seeing in a lot of cities here. They're talking about now moving more towards mobile pop-up clinics or bringing them, allowing chemists and pharmacies to offer vaccines to people without appointments. So it's all about access at the moment. Of course, the other part of this is going to be trying to convince people who are hesitant to take the vaccine to take it up. I think one interesting trend here has been there was a lot of discussion about communities of colour and how traditionally some of these communities were hesitant because of past experience from the government about taking vaccines. In fact, the message seems to have got through in a lot of those more urban communities. What we're seeing now is that in some rural communities, white majority communities, which tend to have voted a lot for Donald Trump, that the take-up is quite low. So what we're probably going to see by the administration is an effort to get into those more rural communities and try and get more people vaccinated.
Suzanne Lynch of the Irish Times.